Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to another episode of The Edge series on USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. And the purpose of The Edge is to really talk about all the different things you can do, especially on the technological side, to give your program an edge. But we do delve into talking about different strategies, some analytics, coaching methods. But again, the idea is something you can do right now to make your team better during the season and give your team the winning edge. And joining me is our co-host, Rob Everett. Rob, good to be back here for another week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Coach.
Well, Rob, today we're going to start with kind of the focus on the use of video in practice and really some of the things we can do for better feedback. I know when you get to the college level, and especially as you go higher up in those levels, the opportunity to use film grows more and more. There's bigger staffs for that. And, you know, but I want to stop right there. I don't think at this point where we're at with the technology we have available to us, even on our phone, that we can start making excuses that we don't have the technology or that we don't have the people to do some of those things.
I think that's absolutely right. You know, and what really got me thinking about this, you reposted an interview from a couple of years ago, you know, talking about the increase of technology in the video space. And it was funny to hear you talk about the stuff from a few years ago and where we are right now. And the phone is a fantastic thing because, you know, the video capabilities and the quality that's coming off a phone nowadays is ridiculous. But also, you know, the awareness of the people who are operating those things. You know, it used to be you had to have a trained person to be able to run this. And you know, now with the phone or even with these plug-and-play cameras, you get top-notch quality at pretty ease of use. And then so that's where it's really catching up to, you know, high schools are able to do the things that, you know, colleges are able to do or professional staffs are able to do, you know, even from a quality standpoint. And then if you organize yourself properly from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it has become readily available. What I'm surprised to see is that there's not more, especially high schools, taking advantage of the opportunity to film practice. If I were to say it's 50-50 right now, I think I'd probably be on the high side of it. But I could tell you this, and I started, you know, we were filming practice around 2004, really got into filming a lot of it. And since then, and then obviously when you get to the college level, you have student workers who do that and actually get paid to do it. So, yeah, we would have some staff available to do it. But, you know, I think there's also some creative ways you can do that. Even right now, I mean, you know, you have kids, you know, if you're a teacher or coach, you have kids in your classroom who are probably looking for something to do after school. And to have them come up and to film at least a segment of practice, I don't think that's a big ask. And, you know, I look at some schools out there like Olentangy here in Ohio with Mark Solis. Mark Solis put together his own student ops team. And they go way beyond just filming practice. I mean, they're actually handling some social media things and, you know, so many things that you would want to get into maybe as a program. You see the bigger programs do. You have that at your fingertips. It's just a matter of being organized and being able to put some people on those things.
Absolutely. Organized, knowing what your vision is going to be and what you want to make happen. Because you said it, every high school in America, there's human capital that they have. They have bodies, and I bet most of them have people who are not involved with the football program from a playing standpoint, but would be excited to be involved in something in some capacity. And filming, I think, is a great way to start there. And some, you know, coaches will say, well, we don't have a stand to film practice, or we don't have, you know, we don't practice on our game field, or we don't have an end zone camera. The power of having a handheld camera down the ground, standing right behind the quarterback. And you want to go even further, we used to put tape on the back of players' helmets so you could, in a line right down the back with athletic tape, so you could see where their eyes are. And we used to call it the eyes camera. So you could see the quarterback's field of vision from behind him, and then you can also see the defense, where they're looking or not looking. And that's just a student standing behind with a pretty reasonably priced, pretty high quality piece of equipment that can provide valuable feedback for the coaches and the players.
And like I said, everybody has a camera right in their pocket. I, you know, when I first got an iPad, that thing, you know, immediately I got a weatherproof case for it. And that was out on the practice field every single day. And so, you know, we would film from behind the quarterback and use that for our offensive line, use it for our quarterbacks. We would take it to individual periods. We didn't exactly run routes on air. We would add a lot of elements to it. But when we were going through that period, if we were running a dig break, for example, and having that at the top of where that receiver would be breaking and, you know, allowing him to get that feedback even immediately in practice, coach, can I see that one? There's a lot of power to it. So some of this doesn't even have to wait. And I don't think it all has to, you know, run back through huddle necessarily either. If you're not going to, you know, post it up online and look at it there, if it's just going to be in a meeting, a lot of that just can be run off of your device right to either a big screen or a projector.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, that's where I think some people get caught up with film, that if I'm going to film it, I have to break it down and I have to do this. You know, that's not necessarily true. You know, you never know where a piece of film is going to come into play. And it might be drill work that you could share with another coach or looking at a specific skill down on the ground. Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Keith, that you don't need to go crazy with it and start tagging film and intercutting all this stuff. You know, just having it available on your device is going to be powerful enough. And then, you know, the thing that I think is pretty exciting now is, you know, the use of drones is really becoming popular. And if you know, coaches out there have never seen that shot, you know, imagine doing special teams from a drone perspective, you know, or inside game from a drone perspective. I mean, it is a phenomenal view. And there's a byproduct of doing things like this also. You really send the message, I think, to your players that, you know, practice is important and this stuff is important and we are going to do everything that we can to get the right vantage point to be able to give us the ability to see what the correct coaching point is. Because even the best coaches out there, you can't see it all live. You need to be able to grab that. And with the technology out there, you're able to see all these views, whether informal or formal, you know, in a meeting setting, or like you said, the instant feedback right there on the sideline.
Yeah, I think that idea of a drone is incredible. The footage from there, I've seen it, is very good. I talked, man, way back at the beginning of this podcast with Ian Shoemaker, who was the head coach at Central Washington, now is the offensive coordinator at Eastern Washington. And we talked, you know, about the drone and being able to do that. And again, so if you're sitting out there saying, well, I don't have money for a drone right now, you know, put the message out in your school. I am positive you have at least one kid in your school with a drone who would love to take that thing out and, you know, use it for a purpose, right? And be a part of your team, you know, because most likely that kid's probably not a part of your team right now, that maybe doesn't do anything with athletics. You know, make them part of that. Have them come out to practice and say, hey, we'd like you to do this for us. Bring your drone out. We're going to have you film this and get them involved, right? The more people you can get involved in your program, the better. And again, I point to, you know, some of those things that Mark Solis is doing in just outside of Columbus here in Ohio. You know, an incredible job getting more kids involved in the football program who typically wouldn't be around it. Maybe wouldn't even, you know, go to a game. But now they're part of the team. They're part of the program.
Yeah, and think about the capital that gives a coach when he's talking to his administration, where, you know, we're bringing more people, and not just athletes, not just football players. We're bringing more people, giving them responsibility and ownership into something. And that's a positive thing for the school community, and certainly puts the football team in the right light, which I know is extremely important for all coaches.
Yeah, it's, I think, just a matter of thinking outside the box a little bit. I mean, if you're a position coach now, you could very easily do this. You don't have to go out and buy a camera. Maybe you have an iPad. I would suggest an iPad's a little bit easier than using, you know, the phone on a camera, just because of the size of the screen. The guy who's doing it can see things a little bit better. But even if, you know, you have to give the camera to a student assistant, again, do you have that kid in your classroom, or do you have an injured player, you know, who's out for the rest of the year that can do it, or is out for this week? You know, can film those parts of practice for you so you can take a look at those later. I know when we first, you know, I mentioned getting into using the iPad, immediately one of the first things we did was our offensive line would kind of huddle together during our special teams period and review their inside run film right there out on the field before we went to team. They would make any adjustments they needed to, and now they're coached up before they go to the next period. We're not catching this the next day or our next opportunity we have in our team meetings. They're doing it right there out on the field.
And the science is there from an education standpoint that immediate feedback gives you the best opportunity, you know, to correct those things where you don't have to put yourself, oh, but what happened yesterday? What was the situation? You know exactly what's happening, so you can relive it right then to be able to, you know, make the corrections you need. I think that's fantastic.
And I do think it's worthwhile. And maybe you don't do this every day. Maybe you pick one day a week, or maybe it's your two heavy contact days. But you know, if you do have your instant replay system, you think about bringing that out there to practice. I know I had the opportunity to use instant replay for a few years as a college coach. We couldn't use it on game day, but I had a few companies that gave me the technology to use. And, you know, I just had it going to the iPad from my phone. And, you know, again, an incredible use of that technology to be able to, for me, to look at things and get some feedback right then. So for me, it was having an iPad with me where I was getting that video streamed to it. You know, it would sit right under my schedule and script, my paper, where I'm looking at what's coming up next. And in between plays, you know, in 3 seconds, I have that. And by the time everything's signaled in by our sideline and our operations for the next play, I've already watched that and maybe even given out a coaching point or two to the guys who I'm responsible for. And I think one particular year it was, you know, the offensive line. And, you know, they're lining up and, you know, I could say, you know, I could think of one in particular, like Teddy, you know, high leg on that double, you know, and he's not even looking at me. I just see him thumbs up from there. Okay, I know what I did wrong on that particular play. So, you know, you have it right there at your fingertips. I would say, you know, Rob, you've been a big proponent of this as we talked about how to use Go Army Edge. Like, just figure out a simple thing you want to use it for and expand from there. You don't have to do everything on day one. And for whether, you know, the thing I've been mentioning, whether it's you're a head coach kind of delegating this to other coaches, or you are an assistant coach finding a student assistant or someone to help you, delegate some of those responsibilities, take it out of your hands. So all you really need to do is be able to review that when the time comes.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking. It's just like, you know, I think it certainly applies to tech, but really applies to everything. Start small, lay in a good foundation, give yourself some wiggle room for trial and error so that you can perfect your process and then build on it. And that may take a couple seasons to do that, or an off season to really get going. But, you know, our whole point of this podcast is, what can we do right now? Guaranteed you can bring something out one day a week, you know, one period a week, and start from there. And you'd be surprised with what it forces the brain to start doing, where, hey, this is our next step. I think we can do this. Or, you know, what if we tweak this a little bit and got a little different look at it? And people get excited. And when you start delegating some of this stuff and giving, you know, your coaches or some student ops people, you know, or other people in the program some ownership, you know, and allow them to run with it, you can get some cool things done.
I think when you look at doing things like this, one of the best things I did was, you know, I didn't micromanage the process. So I learned enough about the technology to teach, thinking of this as a student assistant at the time, to be able to use it. And then, you know, from there, he actually became like the expert at the technology. I let him do it. I empowered him to, this is going to be your thing, Pete. This is your thing. What can we do to get better with this? And I left it there. And, you know, he took that to heart as, wow, I have an opportunity to really own this and help make the team better. And, you know, it was like, hey, coach, what if we filmed up this period? Or, you know, this drill would be really good for the guys to see. What if I stood over here for this particular period? Like, all right, let's do it. You know, allow somebody to take the ownership, and you don't have to micromanage. I think, you know, I was talking with Brian Kite on the podcast earlier in this week, that feeling of having to do it all is actually probably a sign of not being the best leader you can be, right? If you're a good leader, you're going to be able to delegate things, and people are going to be able to probably do a heck of a lot more than you can trying to keep your hands on everything.
Yeah, and be secure in the fact that you've trained your people up right. And giving people ownership over things, even if it's small, will really kind of give you an idea of the things that they could handle later on. I was talking to a coach this morning about a new offensive coordinator, and he's going through some growing pains in that. And we kind of talked about, you know, you wish he would have had the opportunity to see this person in a somewhat leadership role or decision-making role that wasn't, you know, his coordinator. Because then you can see people's strengths and weaknesses and make some educated decisions on, yeah, I want to give this guy the next step because, you know, he's a good coach, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be a good play caller or a good leader of one side of the ball. So, you know, you can find out a lot about people, about how they take tasks. And as a head coach or someone who's in a position to delegate, you know, be secure in that you've trained people up right. They're on your staff for a reason. Let's see what they can do when you kick them out of the nest a little bit.
It's exactly it. And, you know, I think, again, just think about, reflect on how can you do it this week? I promise, you know, just do it as an experiment. Do it something that's going to be simple and easy to do where you know that I'm going to want to see this and hey, maybe it doesn't have any use for you at all, but it sparks another idea where you might be able to use video to make your team better, right? And find people to help you with it and take it from there. Small steps right here. And I think even right now, middle of the season, this will be a valuable exercise for you because what you'll find is, you know, just trying to implement this and do a little bit right now, by the time this rolls around to next year and you're ready to get into camp, you're going to have thought out a well and streamlined process for how you can do more to make your team better.
Yeah, and also building off in the off season, you know, whether it's spring practice or just staff conversations, this is something that we did small. What's the next step we can take? No, you're absolutely right, Coach.
You know, Rob, as we wrap this up, I think kind of taking things more to the huddle side of things, right? And looking at how we can delegate or even use some student assistants to tag some of our film, to tag some of those columns in huddle. I know from even a coaching perspective, right, we would get all of the data in there with some of student assistants. And then when we would break it down, we actually would just all be responsible for one column of that. So from the offensive side, I had one coach, his job was to go through the film and put in all the formations and motions and personnel, right? We would, some games we knew they were, you know, not, personnel wasn't going to be a huge thing, but we would look at that. Another coach would put in defensive fronts and stunts. Another coach would put in linebacker alignments and blitzes. And then the last coach would put in the secondary shell and coverage. And just in doing that, I liked that I had experts in each one of those areas. And I knew there would be consistency in the film, even if it was tagged wrong. Let's say the coach looked at it and called it maybe a formation that it, you know, we typically would prefer to call it a different way. At least there was consistency in it, and he knew where to go back and fix those things, or knew that, hey, all of these actually I mislabeled, I'm going to fix them. And he could call them up and fix them real quick. And then it would give a feel to it too. Like having that guy who is, you know, your coverage expert, and really then, because that's what all he looked at was coverage, come back and say, hey, this is what I think about how to attack these guys, or maybe where some of their weaknesses are. So there's some efficiency in looking at that process and assigning people there. But, you know, I also like the idea, again, of how can we get student assistants involved to do some of that work for us?
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience with this, and it was another thing that kind of started small and then turned into a big thing and a great idea that just, this was my experience, but it could be duplicated at a lot of schools around the country. So when I was at Westfield High School, you know, I taught calculus and algebra two, and it started off, I had a student in the band that said, can I come be a student aide for you? And so I thought about it, and I was like, absolutely, he's a great kid. And I said, but this is what your assignment's going to be. And then I had another student ask me, and it got to the point where I had four or five students that would sit in the back of my class. And what I would have them do is tag the film that you didn't have to know anything about football to tag. You know, once you teach someone what the minus side of the field and the plus side of the field is, it's pretty easy. You know, left hash, right hash, down and distance and things like that, they're able to pick up. And these students would have their tags, and this would be their assignment for the hour and a half block they were with me. And what ended up happening, especially, you know, you look at where people are, you know, should I start this right now? towards the back end of the season where we're at, scout film is most likely piling up. And this is where you can get people just tagging that the objective information, like down and distance, and depending on talent, maybe personnel, you know, those things that are out there. But it's crazy the amount of work that got done by people who were excited. And this is my favorite story of this being a success. We played, you know, once you start getting to the playoffs, and this was the state quarterfinals. You know, so it was week 13. We were playing on a Saturday. And so you can imagine now everything's pushed on a Saturday. And so your game planning now is back a week. You don't know exactly who you're playing, even though you have a good idea. We got done with the game. We won the game. And on the sideline were four of the five student assistants that I had ready to go saying, what do you want us to do tonight? And I got a note from them on Sunday morning. Two of them did it together, stayed up all night, and tagged 12 games worth of information on our next opponent. And it was like, it still gives me chills, Coach, I'll be honest, because, you know, these were guys that they didn't play, you know, but they were a part of the team and they felt that responsibility and were, you know, knew that what they did was valuable because they knew that, you know, it may not have affected the game plan per se, but they knew it was being looked at. They knew that it was important to the team and they got excited about it. And they were down on the sideline. I still remember at Lake Braddock High School, you know, having these guys, we were the away team, running out of the stands. And their biggest question was, what do we need to tag? Let's get after this thing. So getting people involved, just like with the film or, you know, during school hours, you can get people excited. And I know some people will give the excuse of, well, my administration wouldn't let that happen. I bet if you framed it in the right way and framed what exactly you were doing and the value that it has and what you're teaching these students and giving them something to be a part of and things like that, I would bet you'd be hard-pressed to find administrators that weren't supportive of this process. And it helps everybody. It's a win all around.
Yeah, it's reminds me a little bit of just some of the podcasts we've had in the past. I'll link to it. We had a coach in Plaquemine, Louisiana, who had a huddle class. I'll link that one. I will link Coach Solis's. And then the other thing, you know, just talking about delegation and finding somebody to own an area, something that you and I have talked about on here, and then you connected me with your tackle boss, right? A guy to grade the tackling. So we'll link that one as well. Speaking of tackling, be sure to check out our systems for advanced tackling. Our free shoulder tackle system is in there as well. And then our systems for blocking and defeating blocks all can be found at footballdevelopment.com. You can follow us on Twitter at FBDEVcoach, as well as our individual accounts. I'm at Coach K Grabowski and Rob is at 9 in the box. Coach, great stuff here today. Really enjoyed this and just hearing that story of the kids at the end and that involvement. I think that's a powerful thing. So thank you for sharing those ideas today as well as that story.
Absolutely, Coach. This has been so much fun to do. And coaches out there, start small. Now is the best time to get going on something small that can set you up for the future.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.